Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So come as you are, broken and scarred. Lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed by a perfect God.
All right, so good morning. Happy Pentecost Sunday. This is the Sunday where you got some disciples that are still in fear, still wondering what's going on. But the reality is Jesus sends his Holy Spirit to give them everything they need. And so today is the day that we celebrate that very thing. So here's the deal. Love never fails. Joy cometh. Peace rules. Patience waits. Kindness tenders. Goodness does. Faith fights. Gentleness bows. And self-control stops. So here we are in this Pentecost Sunday. And you know what's so cool is I actually was mistaken that last Saturday evening was the evening before Pentecost Sunday. And the reason that I thought that is because I was in a situation, and I swear these things literally only happen to me. Like, I share a story with someone and they will say that only happens to you. While I think it might be commonplace, clearly there are just so many things that happen. And I think part of it is because God knows that I utilize every one of those situations and circumstances to be the material that I deliver him up in some way every Sunday right here on Journey with Judy on Lake 96.1, because after it happened, I was like, this is going to be my radio show. So here's the deal. We went to Michigan to celebrate Mom's Day, and my son Chandler goes to school and he's living there for the summer. And so three of the four of our kids were there, and what could be better, right? Three out of four were together, and what could possibly be better? Obviously, if the four were there, they did actually get along for about the first 10 minutes. By the time we had dinner, we were deciding that we were just going to ditch the rest of the next day and just go home because the three of them were fighting. And we almost did that. But truth be told, we pulled it back together. We realized families do fight, and we do bring out not only the best, but the absolute worst in each other. And so we got a hotel room. Now, our hotel room the first night, everything was great. I stayed in a Hyatt Place, never stayed in one before. It was like, you know, a 10 star. I even went on and gave them a review that was phenomenal for the money, for the room. It was fantastic. The next night, because we didn't have a room because I was going to go home and having a little hissy fit, there were no rooms available. Obviously, it was Mother's Day weekend. So I found this Best Western Plus. Now, I think for me, I need the plus at the end of the Best Western, or I typically probably wouldn't stay there. Maybe I'm highfalutin, maybe I'm high maintenance, but I just typically would rather have a Best Western Plus than a Best Western. And they had the right price and they had availability. So we pulled in about 9 p.m. and we were just in that place and space where we were just ready to chill, like, you know, get to our room, maybe watch some TV, maybe just look at our phones, but just be chilling, right? So when we pulled up, you know, we had to park quite a distance away from the front door. We gathered all of our stuff. And of course, I packed way more than I needed to pack for this little trip. And we brought all of our stuff. As we were walking into the lobby, it was kind of curious what was going on, because there was probably 12 people standing in the lobby, you know, clearly different families or groups of people. But at 9 p.m., you know, it just didn't seem normal that they would all be sitting there at the same time waiting to check in. And so we got in and kind of put all of our stuff down, and we were waiting. And of course, my family, because the Holy Spirit hadn't come, they had no patience up until today when the Holy Spirit is descending upon us. They may or may not sign up for the patience thing, but we did not have any patience. And so my daughter right out of the gate was like, what is taking so long? It really was taking about 5 minutes at that point. And the people that were standing there made it perfectly clear that they had been standing there for as many as 45 minutes, not 5 minutes, 45 minutes. And you will not believe, this can only happen to me, while 10 different people were standing to check into the Best Western Plus and standing for 45 minutes, and all it took was the hairs to show up, wait 5 minutes, get impatient, and next thing you know, I was behind the counter answering the phone and checking people in. You're going to want to stay tuned to hear this. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. All right, so welcome back. You are Journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And yes, my friends, when we got to the Best Western Plus at 9 p.m., there were 10 people waiting to be checked in, and we only waited 5 minutes. And of course, we were up in the face of these other people saying, like, let's go. What is taking so long? And they said, we've been waiting for 45 minutes. There's nobody here. Okay. I want you to imagine this hotel at 9 p.m., 10 people in the lobby, and nobody behind the front desk. Okay, so I took charge of the situation. Actually, my daughter Kennedy started to take charge, and then Campbell as well. And so here we were, the three of us, literally taking over the Best Western Plus because we were not waiting. Kennedy went and knocked on the manager's door, pounded, tried to unlock it. Then Campbell went to the laundry, like to the maintenance area, knocked on their door. Bob was literally walking up the three floors to try to figure out, like, maybe the manager or whoever was working left the front desk for just a moment and didn't come back. But apparently the moment was not one moment. It was 45 moments. Now, here's what was kind of creepy and kind of sketch was the computer was on. The person's keys were there. There was like a beverage sitting there as if, you know, the person was still working there, but there was no sign of the person. Okay. We got on a heightened alert when this woman came out of the bathroom and said, you know what? I'm out of here. There's blood in the bathroom. Okay. In this day and age, it is so creepy that you even have to think as crazy as that at any place that's public. But really, we were going to some crazy places. And so within just a few moments, I took it upon myself to go behind the counter, right, and start figuring out what was going on. And so the first thing I did was, you know, turn on the computer. It was on, but I couldn't get into it because there was like no password. Yeah, I didn't know the password to get in. So I tried to do what I could. And so I went back and I realized that this person who had punched the clock, because I was even in the area where the employees punched the clock, he punched the clock, but he never punched out. So definitely this guy who I talked to at the Best Western Plus just a few hours before was there, but apparently now he has gone missing. Okay. And there's blood in the bathroom, and this was kind of sketch. Kurt, is this sketch?
Crazy.
Kurt says it's so crazy. Would you guys have left, you and Victoria?
Probably.
Okay. So I was really wanting to leave, but here's the thing. There was no other place to go, number one, because of availability, and number two, because of the pricing structure. Like, I wasn't going to pay $300 to stay in a lesser quality room. Anyway, we were in the area where they serve breakfast, you know, making cereal. One guy was making a waffle. We became fast friends. I mean, the coolest thing was these 10 people plus us, 14 people, were at this hotel acting like we were best friends forever. At one point, I found the manager's name in a drawer, and so I called her, right? She didn't answer. Campbell texted her. We called the Best Western, you know, 800 number and told them that we were taking over the hotel and nobody was there. At one point, Bob was helping himself to some beverages, you know, where they have a little cooler. I think it was for sale. So here my whole family is on camera, because there's clearly a camera right there at the hotel, videotaping me behind the counter, doing all these things. I ended up calling 911. Now, that wasn't necessarily intentional. I was trying to call the non-local police number to try to just say, hey, this is kind of sketch. Can somebody come over here and help us out? Needless to say, here's what was so cool. What was so present in this moment of chaos and uncertainty and maybe even a little fear and doubt was that love was not failing. Joy was coming, peace was ruling, patience was waiting, kindness was tendered, goodness was doing, faith was fighting, gentleness was bowing, and self-control was stopping. So the very, very fruits of the Holy Spirit, which we get today, this Pentecost Sunday, were just rampantly, lavishly being spread amongst these people who were completely inconvenienced. Like, they had every reason to be angry and irritable, frustrated, maybe even conduct themselves in a way that would be less than stellar or appropriate. But instead, we just went to that place of like just making the absolute best of it. So at one time I was answering the phone when it was ringing. People were calling and asking me to transfer them to certain rooms, which I figured out how to do that behind the counter. Then someone called and asked for the Wi-Fi password, which I told them I didn't have. And so then next thing you know, when I stepped away from the counter, my daughter Campbell quickly stepped behind the counter and was assuming my role. We were dinging the bell. We were making an absolute blast of this particular situation. So here's the deal. What was so cool was it was an opportunity for the pouring out, the pouring in, and the pouring forth of the fruits of the Spirit, because that's just how the Spirit works. The Spirit of God shows up in the most unexpected places and spaces and makes available to us these things like love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faith and gentleness and self-control, which allows us a heightened perception, a heightened discernment, and a heightened insight that would not otherwise be possible. And so what's so cool is it literally takes over our emotional, physical, spiritual, and psychological beings, where we can do things we wouldn't do, feel things we wouldn't feel, and know things that we would not otherwise know. And so I think that is just the absolute coolest thing. Now let me go on with my story. It was probably one more hour that we were all in this space. So maybe a total of 2 hours where we were absolutely making the most and best of the situation, until this guy comes running in from outside. Now, I didn't know until the day after that he was the owner, okay? I just thought he was some guy they scraped off the street, because when he came behind the counter, he was very frantic. He did not know the computer system. He ended up checking us into our rooms with one master key, okay, which was kind of sketch to me as well, that I didn't have a key to my room, but this creepy man who I didn't know had a key to my room. And at one point, we were having so much fun and really making fun of the Best Western Plus and this particular manager, because it says manager on duty, but not only was a manager not on duty, but there was no people that worked for Best Western on duty. Well, he started to scold us. And so the very thing that we were possessing, which was the Holy Spirit in that moment, this guy desperately needed, because one of the gifts of the Spirit is not anger, okay? And he was so angry. He ended up scolding us and said that he was going to kick us out. Now, wait a minute. Guys, we waited 2 hours to stay in this hotel, and this man was actually going to kick us out because he felt like we were disrespecting his property. Now, truth be told, I think he was kind of flustered. Had I known he was the owner, I probably would have handled it differently. And of course, you know me, I got my room for half price, which I don't even know if that was acceptable. But here's the deal. When we get to the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how this Holy Spirit is moving and living and having its being, not only at the Best Western Plus in Michigan, but right here in your space, in your place. So stay tuned. Thanks to Greg Kunis. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. All right, so that time did come Saturday evening where we could not make it on our own, and we were praying for a miracle, which, you know, we really need to pray big. But in this case, we were praying small. It was like, just give me a person that can give me a room and a key to get in that room so we can go night-night, right? And end the day and start a new day tomorrow fresh. But instead, we never found out what happened to this man. They believe that it was just a miscommunication, like a shift change, which seemed like not a big deal to them. It seemed like a really big deal to me. The cops that came, I didn't tell you that part. It was kind of an inconvenience. I'll save my thought on that, but it was like we were bothering them when they had to come over and see what was going on with blood in the bathroom and a missing employee, you know, in this weird town in Michigan. But anyway, the deal is that the Spirit was present then, and the Spirit is present now, this Pentecost Sunday, in the most profound way. And when we have the Holy Spirit operating within us, we have an ability to live beyond ourselves that we typically wouldn't otherwise have, right? We would be acting more like the owner of the Best Western Plus than the way we were as guests, who were totally inconvenienced and frustrated and confused and being disrespected. Because here's the deal. When you or we receive the Holy Spirit, we have access to love, to joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. And when we have the Holy Spirit, we have this ability to know things we wouldn't know, do things we wouldn't do, and see things that we wouldn't see, right? So a gift is that thing that it's not a gift until you receive it, right? And for some reason, even though we're people of faith, we at times don't receive this gift. It's like, no, I'm good. I'd rather not have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faith, or self-control. I'm really doing good without it. And the truth be told, we could be doing so much better with it, right? We could be competently competent. We could be so much more profoundly effective. We could be living our life on purpose, with passion, walking with confidence towards our destiny when we choose to allow God to empower us with this Holy Spirit. Okay, so our reading today is that time where the disciples were locked, like the doors were locked, the doors of their heart, the doors of the upper room locked, where they were in fear of what was lying ahead. What would happen next was their driving fear. And what's so crazy is Jesus showed up on the scene like he always does. But if we're not looking, we don't find him, we don't see him. And they weren't looking because he said it not only once, but twice on this Pentecost Sunday. He said, hey, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace, the peace that brings love and joy and peace and patience and the peace that exudes through you and allows you to live life in a more profound way is yours, right? And they didn't hear him. And so he's had to say it one more time. Like, don't we always are in need of being reminded that this gift is generously, lavishly, unconditionally poured upon us. But for some reason, we just choose mediocrity. I don't know why we do that. Maybe you don't do that. I do that, right? I know when the Spirit's gifts are visibly recognizable that my life is different. I know I have a way better chance of seeing Christ in you, being Christ to you, being the light of Christ, which is what we're called to do. If I got the Spirit like tucked in my pocket saying like, let me just draw that love, that agape love, that love that knows no bounds, that love that calls us to places where we do things that we couldn't do, right? When we love based on God's love, that kind of love, that love that never fails, that love that embraces and challenges at the same time it might frighten, but that love that never, ever fails. You gotta love that. Or how about some peace? Some peace, that very thing. We all want it, but few have it. Right? Are we peacemakers or are we peacekeepers? Peace, this peace that surpasses understanding, that guards our hearts and minds. It's this peace that the world cannot give, right? It's this peace, which means just kind of like tranquility and serenity, which we so desperately need, so desperately crave. It's available. It is available to us in our aloneness because of God's provision. And that peace that waits and teaches and rules over everything. How about number three? Number three, fruit of the Spirit, joy. Joy. Not the world's joy that's conditional and circumstantial, but this joy that's continuous and defies everything. It's not based on a subjective feeling because it's not an objective cause, right? This is this joy that says Jesus is first, others are second, and I'm third. Jesus, others, yourself. Love it. Joy cometh. That's what scripture says. Love never fails. Peace rules and joy is coming. Okay, patience. Number four, patience. I need me some patience all the time. I am married to the most impatient man. And when he's not taking up that space, I definitely stepped into it because patience is inspired by mercy. Patience is complicated because it involves people. And when we want people to do what we want, when we want, and they don't, it causes us to be impatient. True story. So we got to remember that the work of waiting is exactly what changes us. Peace, my friend, waits. Peace absolutely waits. Let me keep going. Goodness and kindness. Kindness is about our disposition, right? It goes hand in hand, goodness and kindness. I'm getting the peace sign from Kurt right now, so I have to whip through our final four fruits of the Spirit. So kindness and goodness is something we're called to, right? kindness and goodness does, it allows us to step outside of ourselves and think of somebody else. How about some gentleness? Never been called gentle. Matter of fact, I've been called a bull in a china shop. Gentleness is this sacrificial submission. It's this thing that causes us to be humble. It's this thing that we recognize that the way up is really down. It's that kind of like the submission competition that we talked about a couple weeks ago. Gentleness is when we are easily managed and docile. Two more to go and then we'll be done. Faith without God is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith fights. Beyond every conquest is a fulfilled promise. And when we can go beyond the problem to the solution, we find that we have this power in the midst of our weakness because we step into our faith. I want to have that kind of faith. I want to have a faith that fights. And lastly, my friends, you know me. If you don't know me, I'll tell you now, self-control has never been my strong suit. Need a whole lot of that on this Pentecost Sunday. Self-control that allows us to discipline well because we are well-disciplined, right? Well-disciplined people don't need instant gratification. Well, people who have self-control think about what they're thinking about before they say it. People that have self-control recognize that if they want to change the way they think, they got to change the way they feel, they got to change the way they act, and they do that before in a proactive way instead of like I often do, which is a reactive way. So here's the deal about self-control. It stops, and faith fights, and gentleness bows, and kindness does, and patience waits, and joy is a-coming, and peace rules, and love never fails. Happy Pentecost Sunday. May the Spirit of God lavishly pour out on you so you can be Christ and see Christ, not only today, but until we meet again next Sunday. You have Journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. Go to the Best Western Plus, but maybe a better place to recommend today is the Hyatt Place. Love that hotel. Peace out.